Hello, friends. Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for the 20th day of September. Sometimes I have to look at my calendar and go, what day will this, is this? You know how that goes. I am in Genesis chapter 4. We are dealing with Cain. We are dealing with Abel. We are more specifically dealing with the blood that hits the ground. And God says to Cain in Genesis chapter 4, verse 10, what have you done? Blood of your brother Abel cries out to me from the ground. And I made the statement at the end of yesterday's podcast. This is exactly where I want to start today because there's a lot to say. That the foundation of the world, the foundation of the cosmos is not the creation of the world. I don't believe so. The foundation of the world is the system for which Christ died that was established, what Paul calls the principalities, the powers of this world, and the spiritual wickedness of high places. Paul refers to that multiple times in the epistles. He's referring to that power structure of the world, that sort of unseen power structure. I don't mean demonic necessarily, though that can certainly be part of it, but that which defines the way the world works. When you hear people say that's just the way of the world, they're not wrong. It is, there can be a very thing called the way of the world. The Lamb of God was slain from the foundation of the world is a statement that I used to say meant that the cross was God's idea from creation. But God could have very easily said that from the time of creation the Lamb was slain, and he doesn't. The foundation of the world is what Jesus talks about in Luke chapter 11, verse 50, when he says, the blood of all the prophets which was shed from the foundation of the world will be required of this generation. And then he defines the parameters of that statement. He says, from the blood of Abel to the blood of Zechariah who perished between the altar and the temple, it will be required of this generation. So the foundation of the world starts on the blood of innocent victims. It's where power destroys whatever is nearby. It's man and his dealings with his brother, his refusal to be his brother's keeper. It's the very definition of power structures. It is the principalities and powers of this world. And it starts with the blood of Abel, the foundation of this world. So Christ, the foundation of the blood of Abel is that men die and are crushed, and then we start a process of sacrifice, 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 using the same thing we saw hit the ground, blood. So blood for blood, blood for blood, blood for blood. And the process of vengeance is kicked off at the foundation of the world. And man has always went overboard with his vengeance. So if you hurt someone, when they respond, they don't respond in kind. They respond in excess. So if you wound them, they don't just wound you back, they wound you more. Because the statement is, well, I want to hurt them so bad they don't do that again. So it's not as if vengeance is equal. When God gave the law in the Torah, he told Israel, let it be an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. And that was revolutionary because that brought the parameters of vengeance way in. Because before that, man would not respond eye for eye, tooth for tooth. He'd respond for an eye, he'd cut your head off. For a tooth, he'd cut you in half. I mean, that's the natural way of the world. That's the foundation of the earth. I don't like you. I don't respond to you the way you give to me. I give you worse in return. So the law brought that in. The law hemmed it in and went, okay, your vengeance can only be equal to whatever was done to you. Eye for eye, tooth for tooth. Then comes Jesus. And Jesus, as you've heard it said, but I say. He goes, let me show you what the Father's true heart is. It was not just an eye for an eye. It was that if a man smite you on the cheek, turn to him your other one also. Pray for your enemies. Bless those who persecute you. In other words, the kingdom idea of vengeance is not eye for eye, tooth for tooth, even though that was much better than the way of the world. The kingdom version was turn the other cheek. Now, in case you want to know what it looks like, the cross and the resurrection become the kingdom's full color version of this playing out. Jesus takes violence into himself, and he doesn't reciprocate with violence. He goes into the tomb. He takes the violence into him. He gets swallowed up of death and then bursts out of death from the inside out. He brings resurrected reality into the world. So he takes the hate in, he takes the vengeance in, and he reciprocates with, "Father, forgive them, they know not what they do." Now that's big. That's responding with something that the world had never seen. So the blood of Abel kicks off the foundation of Cain's system of civilization. So Jesus really refounds the world at Calvary like a founder. He refounds the world. I like the way I read this. I think it's Brian Zahn said this. As an Abel-like victim, not a Cain-like conqueror. That's a good way to say that. Jesus refounds the world in the image of Cain, of Abel as a victim, rather than in the image of Cain as a conqueror. When you get to the book of Revelation, Jesus is a victor as if he had just been slain, which is opposite of what we think victors look like. Victors do not look like someone who was just slain. Victors look like someone who just slew someone. We want blood dripping from our hero, not from his own wounds, but from his sword, because he's wounded everyone else. What we're really saying is, I really like the way Cain thinks. Cain goes out and makes stuff happen. And even if we won't go that far, we like a Jesus who comes to make Cain pay by killing him. Isn't it interesting that God doesn't even do that in Genesis 4? He doesn't make Cain pay by killing him. We're going to find out what he does. But the payment for what Cain has done will be found in Christ, who the moment... this, I've been doing this whole thing to try to get you back to this statement, because I read for you from Revelation chapter 13, verse 8. Their names are in the Lamb's Book of Life. Slain, the Lamb is slain from the foundation of the world. When Cain kills Abel, he kicks off the civilization of man. And that civilization is founded on power structures and violence. When Christ, when that happens, from that moment on, we're going to need a lamb slain on our behalf. Not because God kills Jesus or God's mad at Jesus or mad at man, but because Christ needs to show us victory from the point of victimhood. And that's what the cross comes to represent. And so no longer will I say the cross happened from the foundation of the world means that God knew he was going to crucify Jesus when he hung the heavens. No. I will say the Lamb was slain from the foundation of the world, meaning the moment that civilization was birthed by the murder of Abel, we needed someone to show us proper response to vengeance. Abel's blood just says, kill Cain. Christ's blood, the book of Hebrews says better things than the blood of Abel. Christ's blood has more to offer us. Oh, this is fun, isn't it? More from Genesis 4 tomorrow. See you then. God bless.